This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Finance Senior Member and past Chairman Chuck Grassley predicts President Biden will push to increase taxes on agriculture and other sectors to pay for his Green New Deal and infrastructure bills. Grassley has already introduced, with other Republicans, a bill to end the estate tax that Biden and Hill Democrats want to boost, along with, Grassley predicts, stepped-up basis and a pass-through tax break.
Every part of the 2017 tax bill, I could say, is in jeopardy because he said during the campaign he wanted to repeal it. I think they're going to change a lot of tax laws. They're going to do it for two reasons, one to raise money, but another thing to have a reconciliation provisions, and a tax bill would be subject to reconciliation.
A budget procedure Senate Democrats can use to pass spending and tax hikes with 51 votes, including the vice president, instead of the usual 60-vote supermajority. As for convincing the White House not to raise the estate tax, he had this to say.
But do they think people invest in farmland to buy it today and sell tomorrow for a profit? No. You buy farmland to make your operation more efficient, and you buy it to keep the business going after one generation passes on to the other.
Grassley also says if Biden discounted inflation on farmland, reducing the estate tax exclusion might be fairer, but with the administration's need to pay for expensive new programs, Grassley predicts that won't happen. A new planning intentions survey from Allendale shows market prices are influencing planning decisions. The Illinois-based analytical research and brokerage firm released its planning estimates this week following a nationwide survey that spanned 29 states. The survey estimates corn planting intentions of 92.8 million acres, 2 million more acres than in 2020. This would be the fourth largest of all time and 4.5 million acres off the 2012 peak of 97.2 million. Allendale's production estimate would imply an increase of 1.058 billion bushels over last year, which would be a production record if achieved. Soybean planting intentions are seen at 90.3 million acres, 7.2 million more than last year. This would be a record acreage, 155,000 over the 2017 peak of 90.16. Allendale's 4.5 million bushel production estimate would also be a record, and 422 million over last year. Wheat acreage is estimated at 46.4 million acres, 2.1 million more than last year. Assuming normal abandonment and trend yields, Allendale's production estimate of 1.9 billion is 84 million bushels of wheat over last year. Archer Daniels Midland has agreed to settle a price-fixing lawsuit regarding U.S. peanut crops. The Wall Street Journal reports ADM will pay $45 million to settle the lawsuit brought against them, Birdsong Peanuts and Olam International, by nearly 12,000 peanut farmers. Birdsong and Olam previously settled for a combined $58 million. The three companies buy upwards of 90% of U.S.-grown peanuts. All three denied any wrongdoing in the settlement, but chose to settle to avoid further litigation-related expenses. The lawsuit claimed the three companies drove down peanut prices by overstating inventory, creating a false sense of oversupply in the market. Unlike the major commodities, there is no market futures for settling prices on peanuts. The lawsuit claims prices from the three companies offered little variance, leaving farmers with few choices to sell their crop. In court documents, lawyers for the farmers involved in the suit cited private discussions between the rival processors that the farmers claimed showed coordination. Moving on into Illinois state ag news, every 2 years the largest outdoor farm show is held in Decatur. But should you expect to see the Farm Progress Show this year return to Illinois at the end of the summer? Matt Youngman, National Events Manager for Farm Progress, says,
mark your calendars for August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. We are looking forward to a live and in-person event there in Decatur, Illinois.
Work is already underway now on booking exhibitors for the show. Youngman says much more will be known over the next few months as to any extra precautions that might accompany this year's Farm Progress Show. And the acting director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture is feeling good about the chances of having in-person Illinois and DuQuoin state fairs. Jerry Costello made his comments earlier this week to RFD Radio in Bloomington.
We are very, very optimistic about having both fairs, both the Illinois State Fair in Springfield and the Illinois State Fair in DuQuoin. You know, if you look at the fair in Springfield, it's about as late in August as it can possibly be. And then the fair in DuQuoin actually goes over into the Labor Day weekend. With vaccinations, you know, where we are in this country with the rollout of vaccinations, I really feel good about having fairs. And although I think we'll all go into a maybe a new look of what normal is for years to come, I'm optimistic, and I think people are just so ready to get outside, to be able to be around each other. You know, I think the fairs are just a great venue to do that. I would also like to tell you that I do believe that the Pritzker-Stratton administration has done a really good job of rolling out vaccinations in the state of Illinois. I would highly encourage anybody, you know, who's willing and able to get vaccinated. And that's going to allow us to do things like our fairs and to have, you know, our livestock shows, what have you, you know, with a more of a sense of normalcy.
And obviously, both state fairs were canceled last summer due to the COVID pandemic. And the snow might be done here across Illinois, at least in the northern parts of the state that received snow over the weekend, but there's still plenty of rain chances for the rest of the month of March, according to DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
I think the snowfall is, but certainly not the rain. There's going to be some moderate to locally heavy rain move across the central and southern portions of the state later this week. And there is a prospect for another storm package during next week to bring some additional rainfall. And even if the whole pattern turns completely dry after, say, March 24th through the end of the month, there still is going to be a lot of moisture to work with when you think about recharging the soil profile and, you know, making the moisture available for early crop germination and growth later on. Obviously, it is going to complicate any thoughts of getting field work done real early, but we know that there was a lot done already. And along with that, drought condition in parts of central Illinois has been, I think, pretty well dialed back, and we're likely to see that in later productions of the drought monitor when that is really factored in.
Anderson also sees a more seasonable to mild temperature pattern for the remainder of March across the state. Moving on into other ag news, this time on the local level, Montgomery County farmers are taking advantage of the new Illinois Department of Agriculture program called Fall Covers for Spring Savings. Established in 2020, the Fall Covers for Spring Savings rewards farmers who plant cover crops for the IDOA program and they'll receive a $5 per acre discount on their federal crop insurance. The IDOA program is limited to the first 50,000 acres enrolled. It's the second year of the program, and Montgomery County farmers reported 9,427 acres, or 5% of the Illinois total of 185,050 acres statewide. The Montgomery County acreage was the most acres applied for of any of the 86 reporting counties in the state. Montgomery County ended up having 1,317 acres accepted into the program. This acreage represents 2.5% of the 50,000 acres accepted statewide for the $5 savings per acre. The Fall Covers for Spring Savings is patterned after an Iowa Department of Agriculture program established in 2019 of 1 million acres. Chris Reynolds, local Roundtree Township farmer and Midwest Regional Director of the American Farmland Trust, championed the initiative and moved the legislation through the Illinois General Assembly. The Fall Covers for Spring Savings program accomplishes a great deal towards conservation here in Illinois by reducing soil and water erosion and wind erosion, especially in the spring. In addition, the program reduces the amount of fertilizer nutrients leaving the farm field, thus improving water quality. These facts are especially important for our local drinking water out of our lakes and reservoirs here in Montgomery County. If you take a drive around rural Montgomery County and you see green fields in the early spring, these are either fields of winter wheat coming out of dormancy or fields of cover crop. Take time to thank the farmers of these fields as they're protecting two of our most valuable resources here in Illinois, our farmland and the water we drink. If you like what Montgomery County conservation farmers are doing with fall covers for spring savings, contact your local legislator and ask them to continue funding of this outstanding initiative. In other local ag news, this time from Macoupin County, don't forget the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation is still offering those scholarships for the upcoming school year. Applicants must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is currently attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and is majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through a high school guidance counselor in Macoupin County or a high school ag instructor, or from the Macoupin County Farm Bureau directly. An electronic copy of the application can be requested through email at mcfb@frontiernet.net, and all applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 26th. That's a week from this coming Friday. Any and all questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville at 854-2571. And this coming Sunday, don't forget the Gillespie FFA chapter will be having a drive-through chicken dinner. It'll be held behind the Gillespie High School in the bus drive-through. Again, the Gillespie FFA chapter holding a drive-through chicken dinner this coming Sunday, March 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on this Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.